Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a program like none we've ever done, as we hear from Eau Claire artist Heidi Schreiner about her exhibit, Eau Claire Near and Farm, now showing at the third floor of the library and will be through March 3rd. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The art exhibit is called Eau Claire Near and Farm. It started showing at the Eau Claire Public Library this past January 13th and will continue through March 3rd. Using oils, Heidi Schreiner paints expressively in subjects like animals, people, and coffee cups. She finds beauty, humor, or drama in the everyday and captures that magic moment where art and life come together. Heidi believes that we crave a deep connection with other people, so that's what she pursues. Heidi Schreiner won first place in Wisconsin Arts West in 2021 with her painting Gone Girl. She won second place at the Confluence of Art Annual at Pablo Center in 2022 with her portrait painting of a young man titled Fathom. In 2023, she won Best Work of Art at the Fabulous Florals and Fine Art Show at Pablo Center. She's also had her work featured on the cover of Volume 1. Her work can be seen at Two Roots Art Gallery as well as currently the third floor of the public library in downtown Eau Claire. Many were in attendance for a Thursday night reception at the library, and some of them asked questions. Before that happened, though, I had a chance to catch up with Heidi and ask her what's behind the title of the exhibit, Eau Claire Near and Farm.
It's funny that I should be speechless, but I am just so grateful for all the people here tonight. And, you know, the local farmers market was what sparked a lot of this. Just the color and the people, and every time I go down there, there's something that catches my eye that just seems like a painting. So that's what started it.
Did you name it the exhibit to Eau Claire Near and Farm, or someone else did? Or
I fell in love with art because of books and the illustrations at the front of the chapters, and I was always, you know, like in love with it even more if the illustrations were beautiful. So I love anytime there's a play on words when it has a double meaning. And so when it came to Eau Claire Near and Farm and it popped into my head, I just knew it was right.
Yeah. So at what age would you say that you fell in love with that? What age was that?
I would say about 7 is when you start getting the books with more words and less pictures. And so then at the beginning, you know, you have those beautiful children's illustrations, and when they were really beautiful, I was hooked. And it would just bring me to every chapter. I'd want to see what the new illustration was.
Schreiner invites everyone to visit the third floor of the Eau Claire Public Library, where you'll find her art on display through March 3rd.
Yeah, come on down. You might find someone you know in one of the paintings. There's a lot of local scenes here, so come down and enjoy it and enjoy all the color.
Eau Claire is a good artistic community. You get inspired and encouraged by other artists here in Eau Claire.
The artist community in Eau Claire is amazing. There's really a lot of supportive people. There's a lot of people here tonight who are local artists and congratulating me and supporting me. And so that is the biggest benefit that I can think of that was such a surprise. Mm-hmm. When you get into art, you wonder if people will... You really do want that community, because when you're not in the studio creating things, you want to be able to come out and share it with people, and other artists really know what that feels like.
Eau Claire artist Heidi Schreiner shared these introductory words before fielding questions at Thursday night's reception.
Before I get on to a couple of stories, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to Jesus who put art in my life. Thank you to my parents, who I think saved every art project I have ever made. My husband, who is my own personal MacGyver. My family and friends and my art friends. Wow, you guys are great. I want to tell you a couple of stories about what art is for me. And one of them was like way back before I got into art. In 97, I was really not in a good place, probably mostly of my own doing. If you've ever been there, finances weren't good. I was bringing up my son by myself. I was really in a low place, and the world didn't look all that nice to me. And so one of the prayers that I remember talking to the Lord about was, just would you help me see beauty again? Because everything seemed kind of gray. And he's still answering that prayer. And that's why wherever I go, you'll see me like with a camera and running around the farmer's market or whatever, because I'm still seeing it everywhere. And the other thing was, in 2017, I was in another low place, and we had shut down our landscaping company, a company of 20 years that we had worked hard for, and I was trying to get back into engineering and was not finding work, and it was just really hard. And I came to the end of myself, and I remember sitting in my dining room table, and I had the Word open, and I was like, I'm looking at Romans 8:28, and it says, He will work all things for good for those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. And I'm like, okay, Lord, but I believe it, but I don't know. Come on. I need a job. And it was like He whispered in my ear, what if you have all this time so you can get back into your art? And I was like, what? What? I couldn't believe it. And so I didn't magically produce work like this. It was really hard, but those two things gave me such encouragement. And then once I got out into the art community in Eau Claire, it was so amazing. When I share my art, it's like a heart connection with other people, and it's more than I expected, because I've had people share that this art piece reminds them of someone they love, who maybe isn't around anymore, or it makes them feel just this great sense of joy or discovery about, you know, what this story might be behind this other piece of art. It reminded one person of when she was a ballerina and taught ballet. I was like, all these stories. So art is really the heart connection that it's more than I expected, and I'm so grateful to share it with all of you. I pray that you would see something tonight that makes you feel that too.
At the outset of Thursday night's questioning, Eau Claire artist Heidi Schreiner acknowledged this is her first solo art show.
I'm so excited. Oh my goodness. I'm kind of blown away. And it's just so exciting to see all of you here. So many friendly faces.
So a lot of us know you. A lot of times take pictures and learn from pictures. Is that always the case? Has that always been the case in your creative process?
Almost all the time with photos. And as you probably can guess, you know, there are many times where I've deviated from the photo. I edit, I change colors, I move things around, things like that. But I have found that I love those little unexpected details that come with working from photos. There have been times where I've worked from life, but I tend to do still life, like my coffee cup series. Coffee cups don't move. And so it's really nice that way. Thank you.
They do if you drink enough coffee.
The key is to have your own cup often.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
Heidi, tell us about your self-portrait. A lot of us really love your self-portrait.
Really? Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah.
I painted that, I think it was for the last Arts West show, which is a juried show here at the library. You know, I love painting people, and I plan on doing more portraits because it's so, you really get to appreciate a person, and being able to memorialize them in paint makes it feel like you can show people, look at how beautiful this person is. But it's also difficult. And I know it's challenging to be the focus of a painting, and so I thought it only fair that I do that to myself first and see how it feels.
Great. Talk about your challenges with your biggest piece.
Oh, the biggest piece. So if you've followed me at all in the last month or two, I have called that painting Godzilla, Gargantuan. But as you can see, the title is not that. It's Claire and the Phoenix. Thank you to my friend who commissioned it. It was so amazing to feel the confidence that she had in me. She's always talking me up and saying how expressive and beautiful my artwork is. And so when she wanted this painting, and I was like, I have not ever painted something so huge. it felt great to have that trust. And to put all those pieces together and to play with the abstracts and something that is really just you know, a local favorite with the bridges. It was a lot of fun.
Do you do preliminary sketches, or do you draw as a behind-the-scenes way of working?
I usually try to figure out ahead of time if there's going to be a compositional challenge. I mean, it's great when a photograph, like, captures most of it, but some of the elements, like the little flower woman behind there, that little 9x12 painting was such a challenge to me because it just compositionally, when I was there, and she was so awesome. I love her. So I asked her if I could take her photograph, and that's why she has that little smile on her face, because she's like, whatever, okay. But she was just surrounded by color. It was the flowers in front of her, and she was just in her own little space pulling these flowers together, and people were walking by, and the sky was blue. It was just like one of those perfect moments. And it sat on my shelf because I'm like, there's something really wrong. And finally I figured it out the other day. It was just the column had to be a little darker. I'm like, well, okay then. So sometimes it happens after the fact. Most of the time I try to figure out ahead of time if there's some kind of a thing where I want to pull it together. And what I'm finding is that the details that distract, I tend to abstract them and kind of play with them a little bit with painterly things, and they end up being one of those happy accident feeling pieces. Yeah, thank you.
Does everybody know the meaning of your up before dawn picture?
So I fell in love with art partially because I loved books when I was a kid, and the pictures, the illustrations in front of the chapters, it was hot. I loved it. And so I would go chapter to chapter. Oh, it's chapter 12. Oh, look it. You know, I'm looking at it and I'm trying to figure out if it matches the story. So I love a good play on words. And so, you know, my father's name is Don, and he loves to ice fish. And this is a picture of a bird who apparently got there before my dad did. And so, yeah, I thought that was a fun play on words. You find that with some of my paintings. I like to do that.
So you have a lot of small pieces. Is mm-hmm. that your favorite size, or is it just more of a functional kind of thing?
It's kind of functional. So I do...
It's little jewel-like pieces, really.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I find that they are... they're fun to have a little vignette mm-hmm. with, you know, I have a couple of small pieces at home that are just by a little chair, and so you can kind of arrange things mm-hmm. with it. They're very easy to adopt yeah. as it goes because they're easy to fit. And I'm finding that you have to change the way that you paint when you go big, mm-hmm. and that's the challenge that I found on the bridge painting. It was very challenging to me because when I paint 6x6, when I paint these smaller format, I almost don't have to do a lot of prep. I can just start pushing the paint around, and it's done in one sitting. It's a la prima, mm-hmm. which is why I get all those smushes of color everywhere, and these fun little things happen. When you go as big as that, you have to plan more. So I've changed my process because of it, but I definitely see where this is going, and I'm excited for it.
You have a variety of subjects. Do you sort of find inspiration in the things around you, or do you have some kind of discipline that helps you kind of choose what you want to paint? Or kind of a combination? Or
mm-hmm. When I started painting, I realized that because of what I had seen and heard from other artists, is that it's really easy to collect inspiration or to look for inspiration. It's much more difficult to put it on the canvas and actually do something about it. And so I would definitely get frustrated. And then I realized that if I'm going to pursue art the way that I want to, there's gonna be hundreds of paintings. And so it was just do another one. Just do another, maybe this one isn't a masterpiece, just do another one. And that was part of what my coffee cup series did. You know, I had several of those that I did, and I don't know, maybe I'll get back into them. They're a lot of fun. And one of them was called Hold Me Up, and another one was called Three Friends. And someone told me that it helped them to get through the isolation of COVID. Mm-hmm. And these are, this is like the extra that I can't plan, but is such a blessing.
To wrap up Thursday night's Q&A, Eau Claire artist Heidi Schreiner was simply asked, what's next?
I don't know for sure. I am definitely still in love with the farmer's market. So if you see me down there, come say hi. You'll see me running around with the camera. My husband runs back up because he goes, don't stop so fast. But I don't know. I think I would love to paint. I've been chasing barns lately. I don't know if it's going to be that. I love painting people. People are so expressive just with, you know, whether it's their face, where they're having just a different expression, or their stance, where you can kind of tell that they have a story going on because they're like this, or, you know, whatever they're doing. And I like to imagine what those stories might be. So I'm not sure yet. That's part of the fun.
Eau Claire artist Heidi Schreiner, whose exhibit Eau Claire Near and Farm is showing in the third floor of the Eau Claire Public Library through March 3rd. Using oils, Heidi paints expressively in subjects like animals, people, and coffee cups. She finds beauty, humor, or drama in the everyday and captures that magic moment where art and life come together. She believes that we crave a deep connection with other people, so that's what she pursues. Our thanks to Heidi and those who asked their questions at Thursday night's reception at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. I'm Mark Halverson. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for listening.